It's called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and a new report says it is having a positive health effect on those in the Northeast. The effort is based on charging for the emission of greenhouse gases from fossil fuel plants, encouraging a reduction in air pollution. The initiative stretches from Maine and New York to Maryland and Delaware. Pennsylvania is not participating. Report by APT Association found that there has been a $5.7 billion benefit in health and productivity from 2009 to 2014 as a result of the initiative. Sarah Vaya is a professor in the biology department at the University of Maryland, College Park.
It's a regional program. 9 states belong. The way it works is power companies have to buy what's called an allowance in order to for the power plant to emit 1 ton of carbon dioxide. So they basically pay for the privilege of polluting. And this is meant to make the power generation more efficient, right? Because the more power they can generate for each ton of carbon dioxide, the better they are. So the money that the power companies pay for this, the funds are returned to each state, each of the 9 states. They're invested in programs that boost energy efficiency and renewable energy. So far, Maryland has received $500 million from power companies for the purchases of these various allowances. So this is a huge economic success for Maryland. The report that just came out quantifies additional successes, additional benefits from the program, and those are public health benefits, because as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative reduces power plant emissions, it reduces air pollution, which is a big health benefit.
So what kind of effects are we talking about in terms of these power plants?
Maybe your listeners realize that part of the cost of electricity is actually a health cost, because power plants, especially coal-fired power plants, and that coal provides 45% of Maryland's power. These power plants not only put out carbon dioxide emissions, but also a variety of very hazardous compounds, which are bad for respiratory health, and they cause asthma and cardiovascular problems, lots of respiratory problems. So Maryland has very bad air, and it produces a lot of disease.
So what kind of benefits are we talking about in terms of this initiative?
The medical charges for air pollution-related disease are huge, in the millions of dollars. And so this report quantifies that over the 9 states, there have been over $5 billion in saved health care costs, so $5.7 billion. That's actually more than the just plain economic benefit of the program. Only $2.6 billion have been returned to the state. So the health benefits are now more than twice the other economic benefits. So over the region, it saved billions. In Maryland, the health savings are between $350 and $800 million. And just to give you an idea of the scope of air pollution-related diseases, this savings corresponds to 5,000 fewer lost workdays due to asthma or other respiratory problems, almost 30,000 fewer days where people have restricted activities and maybe can only work part of the time. This is worth $4 million to Maryland. There are fewer asthma attacks, fewer cases of acute bronchitis, fewer visits to the emergency room, fewer heart attacks, and the monetary benefit of that is about $6 million, and fewer hospital stays. So I would like your listeners to recognize that as we use power, you know, we pay for it in many ways. We pay for it by the kilowatt hour, of course, but the environmental costs of generating power are pretty high. So when a program can save power, okay, basically it makes power generation more efficient, that reduces the cost. It reduces the air pollution and reduces the disease that Marylanders experience from air pollution.
Sarah Vaya is a professor in the biology department at the University of Maryland, College Park. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.